we're going to be talking about a heck of a lot of things. We have two columns that I'll be referencing. One is called Tips for Parents on How to Talk to Your Kids About the Boston Explosion, and the other is called Two Common Questions on Death and Divorce That Need to Go. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalin.com, hit the Writings Plus tab at the top of the page, and you'll get a whole list of things you can do. Follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salin, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're only about 100 likes away from 5,000. And you can stay in the loop and sign up to receive my newsletter on brucesalin.com on the home page. Today, we have a very special guest to start off our show, Winter Venecki, and I hope I pronounced it right, but she'll correct me if I haven't, a very amazing young gal, only 14. And we have our new regular, Sherilyn Harley Laban, for Political Rap, followed by Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Rap, and then Dr. Jennifer Weberman for Therapy Rap. I'm going to skip my usual announcements and PR and jump right into an introduction of Winter. Winter Lee Venecki was born on December 18, 1998 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. After losing her dad at the age of 9 to an aggressive form of prostate cancer, she formed TeamWinter.org, a 501c3 nonprofit to raise money for prostate cancer research and awareness. She's raised over $400,000 towards that effort and counting. Winter began racing triathlons at the age of 5 and completed her first Olympic triathlons at 9. She went on to become the National Iron Kids champ for 2010 and 11 and is entering her third year as the official ambassador of the sport. Her resume goes on and on. She's now competing in winter sports, including ski jump aerials. You're crazy, Winter, and welcome to my show.
Thanks so much for having me.
I am so honored. I feel like your resume at 14 years of age is like 10 times longer than many people's at the end of their whole complete lives. you've literally just begun. You got to tell me, I'm sounding so upbeat, and I don't mean to when I'm going to talk about something serious, but you got to tell me about the whole, the sad loss of your father and how that led you to pursue everything you're doing now.
Well, I actually, ever since I was really little, have always been wanting to, you know, help out and help out with the cause. I did a 10K race when I was 8 years old in Clearwater, Florida. It was an Iron Girl event. At that race, you could choose a platform to race for a cause. So I decided, hey, it's my first 10K, might as well do it for a cause. So I chose childhood obesity because I see it in my schools, you know, you see it around you, that it's been a huge problem, and I wanted to help that cause. So I was a top fundraiser, raising $1,100. Little did I know that Iron Girl at that event was raising money for the Ullman Foundation, which is for young adult cancers.
Mm-hmm.
And less than a year later, that's when my dad was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of prostate cancer. I immediately knew that I had to switch from childhood obesity to Team Winter for childhood obesity to having Team Winter mainly for prostate cancer, even though I do a lot of work still with childhood obesity. But what really inspired me to change it to prostate cancer is because my brothers and I, we'd constantly be going into stores as soon as my dad was diagnosed. We'd be looking for blue ribbons, which is a color of prostate cancer, and we would find basically none. We would be lucky if we find, like, one out of 1,000 stores that we looked in. Yet there's hundreds and hundreds of pink ribbons on every single product you look at. Prostate cancer is actually more common than breast cancer, so 1 in 6 men get prostate cancer, and 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. So it's more common, but the men don't want to talk about it, and so that's why a 14-year-old girl is talking about it now. So basically, that's how Team Winter all got started. My dad sadly passed away
How soon after the diagnosis? Because prostate cancer normally is not that aggressive, so he clearly got a very bad form of it.
Yeah, my dad, I remember when he was in his late 30s, he went into the doctors to get a checkup because he was not feeling his normal self. And the doctors had treated him for an abscess in his prostate, and it turned out that they kept treating it, you know, treating with antibiotics for a long period of time, and then he finally was diagnosed with prostate cancer when he was 40, and by that time it had already metastasized and had spread to other parts of his body. So it was a really, really aggressive type of prostate cancer, and he only lived 10 months after the time he was diagnosed.
Wow. You know, Ironically, I didn't tell you this on the break, but my father also died of prostate cancer. However, he was 90. And when he was diagnosed, he had the more normal form. He was diagnosed in his late 70s, and they said, well, you'll probably die of something else. Because normally prostate cancer occurs in men in their later part of life. And normally, as I understood it from my father's doctors, something else will kill them. Ironically, prostate cancer did, but it was a quiet, not difficult death, as I'm sure it was when it moved so rapidly. As I'm sure it wasn't so quiet for your father because it moved so rapidly. And of course, to die at that age is just so sad and tragic for his kids and his wife, your mother. So my heart breaks when I hear this story, but my heart is enlivened and enriched when I hear the good that's come out of it. All we can do from a tragedy like this, including what's going on in Boston, is learn and move on and see how we can make the world a better place. And you are doing it. So why don't you explain a little bit more of all your athletic endeavors and how that's supporting your charity efforts, including your extraordinary worldwide marathon trek?
Well, as a part of Team Winter now, I have kids and adults all over the world that have helped me, raise, like you said, over $400,000 for prostate cancer. We work closely with the Prostate Cancer Foundation, and all of our money that is raised by our athletes goes 100% of the money goes to goes to research for prostate cancer. I'm now taking my athletic capabilities of running and skiing and using those capabilities to spread awareness for prostate cancer. After my dad passed away, I had previously, the last race my dad ever saw me compete in was an Olympic distance triathlon when I was 9, and that was the very last race he saw me. After that, when my dad passed away, I knew I was capable of doing even more than that, because that Olympic distance triathlon for a 9-year-old, everyone said, you know, it's way too long, you're never going to finish it, You shouldn't be doing this when you're 9 years old, but I finished it and proved everyone that a 9-year-old was capable of doing that. And that's when I was looking through the Guinness Book of World Records. I came across the record, the youngest person to run a marathon on all 7 continents. I immediately pointed in that book and told my mom, I want this record for my dad and the 1 in 6 men and their families who are affected by prostate cancer. It took about 4 years now of planning and persistence, but it has paid off. I started my world marathon tour last April in Eugene, Oregon. That was my very first marathon that I've ever done, and I completed it in 3:45.
Oh, my God. You're kidding. That's incredible.
I think the biggest lesson that I've learned from the start of this marathon is you have to surround yourself with people who believe in you. When I arrived at the start of the marathon, I immediately jumped into the 3:45 group, and they had pacers. The pacer was one of those people who always believed in me. I had amazing run coach, Mark Hadley, who has believed in my talents as a youth runner, him having his daughter, Alana Hadley, who's 16 now and one of the best female runners in the whole U.S. So I surrounded myself with people who believe in me. I completed that first marathon. Then I moved on to, in September, I did Kenya for Africa.
Wait, stop for a minute. When you did the first one in Oregon, were you 12 or 13?
I was 13.
Okay, go on. Then you did Kenya.
Yes, yeah, so then I went on to Kenya and competed in the amazing Maasai Marathon, which was nothing short of amazing. Along the course, you had, you know, little Kenyan boys who would be running barefoot next to you by herding their cattle all around, the little girls carrying their siblings on their back. You couldn't help but stop and give them some of your water. So it was truly another amazing race.
Wow. I went to Kenya for my honeymoon, just a little note, 5 years ago, so I know how beautiful the country is and how tragic
amazing.
It is in some ways with the poverty and yet all the beauty. It's really a very odd dichotomy. So continue. After that?
So after that, we went on to Antarctica, which I got back from about a little over 2 weeks ago. We took a plane down to Argentina, and then we got on our research vessel, which it was an old research vessel that we are using as our ship, the academic Sergei Vavilov, which was a Russian ship.
Mm-hmm.
And we crossed the Drake's Passage, and we got to the race site. That was my third marathon. I completed that marathon and was third overall female, got third overall female in Kenya. And in
what were your times for those races?
I believe Kenya was about at 404. So that course was hilly and carrying camelback and almost 90 degrees. And then went to Antarctica where it was icy and little cat tracks covering the whole course and 20 degrees, which that course I completed in 4 hours and 50 minutes. So I think the most challenging one I've done so far was definitely Antarctica because of these cat tracks. They were saying they were covering the whole course and it was super icy, so you couldn't take advantage of the downhills. And
wow, because you had to really watch your step or you'd slip.
Definitely. A lot of people were actually falling, and many people fell like multiple times throughout the whole race because it was so slippery, and at points you'd have to find a way to get around these big ice over puddles of water.
Wait, we're almost out of time, which is why I'm pushing you. Did you do Argentina yet? So was that your fourth?
Argentina, no. That was just a stop to Antarctica. So I did Antarctica. My next one, my fourth one, will be Machu Picchu, Peru. That'll be for South America. Then I go on to, after South America.
Machu Picchu at that height?
Yeah, it's going to be at 14,000 feet, so...
You are insane, Winter! You're out of your mind. I love you. Okay, we're almost out of time. You're going to have to come back like every week, every day from now on, just so I can hear more and more. It's so interesting. Just quickly, what is the world record age? So how quickly do you have to finish it?
I'll be finishing by November. So I'll have Machu Picchu in June, August, Mongolia, October, New Zealand, and I'll be finishing in November in Athens, Greece, to be the youngest person in the world, hopefully. And I will be 14 in, I think, about 10 months, which will set the new record.
And what is the current record?
The current record is held by, I believe, a 15-year-old girl.
Okay, so you're going to beat it. I'm rooting for you, darling. Listen, we're out of time. So much more I want to ask you. We'll have to have you back, and there's so many other things we need to do. I want you on Dad Chat, and then I want to meet you, God willing, in Park City sometime this summer. Please tell our listeners where they can find you, where they can contribute, and anything you want to do as far as this quick PR in like 20 seconds.
All right, well, you can follow Team Winter on teamwinter.org. You can also go on Facebook and Twitter. In this September, we're actually also having a new event called S1X for 1 in 6, which will be basically online throughout the world, online through athlete.com, running in for prostate cancer awareness and prostate cancer funding to help out the cause. So you can check out our website for more information on that online running event.
Okay. Listen, I really want to have you on Dad Chat, too. We'll talk more offline. Please email me so I can have all your contact information. Your mom has the email. And thank you so much, Winter. Keep up the incredible good works you're doing. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Sherilyn Harley-Laban after these messages.